It would happen one of those days. The days that no one talks about. When we're both raw and tired but beautifully sated. My head on your chest as we lay stretched out on the bed. I'm covered all over with the marks of your strength. The marks like ribbons on my arms and wrists, my ankles, the blooming bruises all over my skin. You'd have taken me again and again and again so many times until you're spent, but you know I'll never get enough of you. No matter how many times you empty your cock onto me, into me, it can never be enough. You can feel my head on your chest, my body pressed into your side, breath ghosting over your skin, the soft palm of my hand resting on your chest, my leg hooked up onto your thigh. You would tell me what a good, good girl I've been, and I thank you. I remind you that I always want to be a good girl for you. But today, I want to be more than just a good girl. I trace little circles across the skin of your chest and lean up to press my lips to your neck. Soft, lingering butterfly kisses. You'd be so blissed out, so spent, you could barely feel it at first. Every time you stir, I trace my fingers lower and lower. Your body would respond. It already knows the rules, the same ones you make me keep. Fuss and I stop, relax and I continue. I trail my lips lower, soft, gentle warmth against your collarbones, your chest. My fingers trailing lower, lower, lower across the skin of your stomach. You chuckle. The warmth in your tone evident when you comment on what an insatiable slut I am. I smile and let you keep your satisfaction. Return that warmth with kisses down across your ribs. I part from you only for a moment before straddling your hips. Warm heat hovering over your hardening length. You'd stop me. Hand fisting in my hair, and I'd grin and look up into your eyes, those pools that go on forever and tell you to trust me. There's a beauty in submission, an incredible rush in the feeling of letting go, letting you bind my limbs, restrict my speech, and control that moment of bliss, letting someone else take charge of my touch, my sight, my taste, my hearing. But there's something that so many often forget. Submitting is nothing but voluntarily relinquishing control. I'm letting you tell me when to come, letting you have that gasp, that moan, sigh, but only because I am allowing you that control over me. Because I choose to let you have it. But you're far too used to being in control, and now the thought of it slipping from your grasp is dangerous. I understand, so I allow you the hand in my hair as I tell you again to trust me. I'm yours, and I could never do anything to hurt you. But I want to make you feel good, let you feel the same pleasure that you give to me. I love you. I can see it. The resolve weakening in your eyes. You may not be content to let me take over completely, but you're willing to play my game. For now. I let you keep that hand in my hair, cupping the back of my head as I slide down your body, pressing wet, open mouth kisses to each of your nipples and down to your stomach, licking a warm, wet circle around your navel. Every time you tense, I stop just press my lips to your skin and whisper for you to trust me before starting up again until you relax completely into me. I kiss you, lick you, treasure you, pleasure you until I can feel you start to melt into me. The hand in my hair relaxes, and I know I have you. When I reach your cock, I'd stop, lick my lips, and look up into your eyes. Press my lips against the head ever so slightly, and slip just the tip of you into my mouth. Swirl my tongue on you, and suck just so very softly. I tighten my finger and a thumb in a ring around you, and slide them down along your shaft and follow them with my lips. Take you deeper into my hot, wet mouth. Oh, the feel of you hitting the back of my throat, your weight on my tongue. The moment you were all the way in, I'd slide you back out, slow and steady. You've made me very good at this, and I know every last one of your favorite things by heart, just as much as you know mine. I'd slide up and down, not too fast and not too slow. I've learned your favorite pace by now, and I give it to you, your reward for letting me have my fun. I pause to kiss around the base of your cock and slide my hands under your thighs to lift them over my shoulders, the same way you do when our positions are switched. By now, you're so far gone, you'd barely resist, and I'd remind you, trust me. I'd kiss up your thighs, up along the seam where they meet your groin, and lick and suck up to the head of your cock again. Suck on the underside, just under the head. I press my tongue against your shaft and trace a vein running up to your head. Kiss, lick, run my teeth along it, every bit but the head. And when you're hard, so very hard, so much that you want it, you need it, you need to come for me, I'd stop, wrap my hands around the shaft and start to jerk you off, slow at first, but faster, faster and harder, moaning about how good it feels, how thick, hot, hard you are, how much I love your cock. Faster, faster, firmer. I know you like it firmer. And when you're right on the edge, I'd back off, look up into your eyes, and tell you to say my name. I'll save you the dignity of begging, but you won't come without saying my name. Say my name. When you do, I'd sink down onto you, take you deep, all the way, deeper, deeper into my hot, wet mouth, suck on you hard, jerk you off fast, my tongue pressed against your slit, deeper, more, more, give me more. You know you need it, don't you? You need to come for me. Come hard, fast, right into my hot, wet mouth. Come for me, come for me, come for me. It's just one step, just one little step, but now you're that much closer to being mine, as much as I am yours.